and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. I don't charge anything for these 5 minutes. Maybe that's why I don't always know if they're valuable or not. But no worries. I mentioned before that profit is more than incentive. Profit is information. The profit, or lack of it, in your business and what pattern it demonstrates is your customer communicating with you. Profit enables the customer to speak with a business owner in a way that he will hear him. Prices are the communication line between the business owner and his customer, and the message being sent is profit. It's feedback for the seller. The amount of profit the customer offers correlates with the value he perceives to be receiving. Your customers won't trade their money for your product if they perceive the price is too high for the value offered. That information is vital for the business owner. By not buying at the set price, your customer is telling you, your product does not offer enough value to my life at the current price. Make it more valuable or decrease the price. So, profit is communication. And the job of the finance department in your business, whether that's a hat you're wearing or a team you employ, is to be your business's radio operator, interpreting the information that your customer is trying to tell you. So when you're reading your financial statements, what are they saying? Some business owners are like anxious Nebuchadnezzar, not knowing his dream or the interpretation of it. I'm no Daniel, but perhaps I can give you a couple insights to look for. Depending on your business context, you'd be looking at a variety of insights and financial ratios, but here are a few basics to start with. Your income statement, or P&L, is a time-bound picture of what your business did, the revenue you generated, the expenses you accrued, and the profit you made. The first section after revenue is your cost of goods sold, or cost of revenue. This is what it took for you to deliver the product or service, the costs going into the actual work. Subtracting the cost of goods sold from your revenue gives you your gross profit. The gross profit margin, or GPM, is the percent of gross profit to your revenue. That's the first ratio. The GPM tells you the strength of your competitive advantage in the market, or in other words, the demand for your specific product. What value do customers place on your work? This is the main communication that you're looking for from your customers. Yes, different industries have different expectations, but in general, the GPM tells you how much the customers care about what you do. A GPM higher than 40% generally means your product is more valuable to your customers than that of your competitors. Keep it up. Under 40% usually means you're going to be in a tug and pull. You'll have to always be on the alert. And under 20% typically means people don't really care too much for your value offering at your price point. Something needs to change, or else. The key, though, is consistency. 1 month spike above 40% GPM doesn't tell you as much as 36 months of GPM being above 40%. After the cost of goods sold comes the section for operating expenses, the biggest part of which is typically the sales, general, and administrative expenses, or SG&A. SG&A is all of the managerial and administrative expenses it takes to run your business. These relate to your business operation, where the cost of goods sold relate to making your product. A ratio to look at is a percentage of SG&A to your gross profit. This tells you your level of managerial and business operation efficiency. A heavy reliance on highly skilled management in order to run your business should tell you that you might need better systems and processes for more controlled automation. It tells you that your revenue is fragile because it's too dependent on fledgling portions of your business instead of standing on the strength of the product offering. You want your revenue to stand on its own and grow without having to invest more and more into the business operation. Think about systems, processes, and control measures you can use without increasing expenses. After operating expenses, you'll have some financial expenses, like depreciation and interest on debt, signifying how reliant your business is on financial aspects. Does your business rely on large asset investments to continue running? And how much does your profit depend on interest rates and payments? How risky is it? And at the bottom of it all is the net profit, the bottom line, your earnings. This is not the same thing as your cash, but it is what translates into cash. So the final ratio to mention is the net profit margin, that is, your net profit as a percentage of your revenue. How much of what you made do you get to keep? This is what we're here for. Again, a one-time spike up or down doesn't tell you the entire story. Consistency is key. Financial analysts will tell you that your income statement communicates your competitive advantage. That's true. But competitive advantage is too inward-focused of a term for me. I like to keep the focus on the customer. So what others call competitive advantage, I call value to customers. Does your business consistently provide high value to your customers? This is what your customers are trying to signal to you via profit margins. This is what you should be listening for when reading your financial statements. How much value are you providing to your customers?